go to the Word this morning. A little series over the next 25 minutes. I'll be just talking with you, all right? Come on, don't go to sleep on me. Especially when my back hurts. How many, when your back hurts, you get more pleasant? So watch it. Amen. Here we go. Lord's good to me, though. It's amazing you can get up and have a backache and get about 6-7 men around you praying for you and encouraging you for about 45 minutes. When you get here, and amazing how much better you can feel. Amen. And then you go ahead and get in here and get the love of God's people. That's incredible. Amen. So, good stuff. Let's talk about it. Here we go, Rog. Treasures from Christmas. Treasures from the Christmas story. What can we see? Maybe that we haven't seen before. Maybe we've seen it. Who knows? But let's look at it. Let's see what we can learn from the Christmas story in this first little series over the next 3 weeks. Today, I'm going to open up that little box, and we're going to try to find some treasures for dispelling something. Say that with me. Fear. 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 This first couple were scared to death. A lot of fear. And if you're not careful, you'll read the Christmas story and you'll miss it. You'll read it. Oh, we just read a Christmas story. Look, look, look. And you forget to see that these are real people. Okay? Matter of fact, we make them out to be saints, don't we? You understand? Yes or no? Yeah, make them out to be saints. Pray to them. These are people. Do y'all hear what I'm telling you? Say, these are people. Mary's probably a little teenage girl. Okay? And it's sort of a mess. This whole thing is a mess. It's not like, oh, how sweet. This is crazy. It's what it is. All right? You'll say, how'd you feel if you were any part of this story? Let's look at it. What can we learn from them today? Let's roll it and see what we can find. The Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, say that verse with me. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Let's read it again. Now, you in the Green Bay church, y'all going to have to sit next service like way to the right or way in the back. Or we can find a blanket to cover you up. I'm a Viking fan and they're dead center. I know why you're sitting right there. You're sitting there just to get on my nerves. What is up with that? As if that's the only clothes you got in your closet. Amen. Y'all remember a couple of years ago, I'm wearing the Favre jerseys at church. Remember? Yeah.
Here we go.
Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Okay? You might say, Pastor, you don't know what I've gone through. You don't know what I'm struggling with. I'm going to tell you something. That's the word of the living God that was just on the screen. You can have peace in your life. All right? If you're just waiting for all the ducks to line up in the row, and then I'll find me some peace. Well, I'm going to tell you, friend, a lot of us, the ducks don't ever line up in the row. And that's the way most people are in this big world we live in. I mean, I'm telling you what, you got it better than anybody on the planet living in America. Amen. Come on. Listen. God can give you peace regardless of the circumstance. You can have peace in your life. And God wants that. When your mind is stayed on Him. And we're going to talk about the mind here a little bit. Boy, I can talk about a crazy head. I'll tell you that. And when you trust in Him, you can have peace. Let's get something and some help from some really scared people. The Christmas story. Joseph and Mary. Let's look at it today. Here we go. What are we going to see? First of all, we look at Joseph. I like this guy so much. I see him as a regular guy. Really? No super saint here. Guy that's just a, you know, carpenter. You know? Carpenters and fishermen are pretty rough people. Y'all know that, don't you say? Yeah, they are. They're just regular Joes, man. And that's who this is. Joseph. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise when as his mother Mary was espoused. It's a word sort of like engaged, but it's different. It's an arranged kind of marriage thing. Okay? There's some money that's changed hands and some contractual agreements between the families. It's a pretty big deal. All right? He was going to be with her and she was going to be with him, and that's the way it was going to be. And it was legal and it was binding. Okay? So Mary was a spouse of Joseph before they came together. Okay? That means before they ever had some ceremony or something. But it means before they had sexual relations with one another. You understand that's what that's talking about? I can't believe the Bible talks like that. Oh, the Bible says a lot. All right? She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. All right? And we read it like, yeah, okay, child of the Holy Ghost, as if it like happens every Friday or something. Are you kidding me? This is craziness. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, seeing that she's with child and not willing to make her a public example, say that last part with me, was what? One more time, was what? Minded to put her away privately. Remember that word, minded. Keep looking. But while he thought on these things, you ever been, ever had something in your mind when you're about going crazy? When something crazy is going on in your life? Like maybe the person you're spouse to is pregnant! And you know it ain't you. That's called minded. I mean, his mind is like, Amen. And while he thought on these things, his mind is going what? Crazy. Sure it is. How do you know? Because behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. Amen. I mean, angel of the Lord, ooh, he needs help. He needs some help. So the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, say this with me right here. Fear not to take unto you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name, say it with me, Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child. She shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, which means God with us. Now, we can read that. How many ever you been just all screwed up in your head? And when you're thinking about stuff that's all screwed up in your head and screwed up in your life, then when you go to sleep, it enters into your dreams. Have you ever had that happen? Are you kidding me? That's a story of my life. You know what I mean? Absolutely. And this is what's happened to Joseph here. Oh, he just has a dream of an angel. How many have had a dream? It just seemed absolutely real. Absolutely real. All right? I can see him, you know, thinking, hey, had a dream, angel. It was a what? A dream, you know? That's probably not going to fix him. This was a big struggle for him. Joseph was minded. That means he was sort of what? Screwed up. Yeah, absolutely. He's thinking about this thing. His head's just doing this 90 mile an hour. He thought about those things. Couldn't get it off his what? Mind. You ever had something like that? Say, so troubled, so upset, so screwed up that it was just up there and just turning. And that's what you thought about when you went to sleep. You tried to shut it off, and it won't shut off, and it shows up in living color in a dream. Been that way before? Here's Joseph. The battlefield of fear, say it with me, is the what? Mind. One more time. The battlefield of fear is the what? Now, this story was long ago, and it's a true story. There's no doubt about it. But I'd like to, can we learn something today? It's what I'm trying to do for it. The battlefield of fear is the mind. And God says he'll give us perfect peace whose mind is stayed on who? For those who trust in who? Him. Amen? The battlefield is the mind. How can I take my crazy head when I'm fearing, when my head's spinning, when I can't get it to stop, when I go to sleep, it keeps running, and I get up in the morning, and maybe you get up this way, tired. You ever struggle through the night like that? Sleep's supposed to make you feel what? Feel better.
You ever get up some morning? Can I have anybody in the building relate to that or not? Say, get up and I'm tired. Why? Because my head won't stop. Amen. Yes or no? If that ain't you, good. You ought to just say, thank God. Thank God that ain't you is what you ought to do right now. I don't know nothing. Thank God for. Boy, you ought to just spend all day thanking God you don't have to do that. Amen. Say, this is his life. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Now, you're not going to have that peace unless you do some things. You know what I'm saying? How can people go through hell and still smile? How can they go through hell and back and still keep going? Amen. Jesus is it, baby. When you put your mind on him, when you put your trust on him, you understand what I'm talking about? Well, I don't know about that Jesus stuff, what you need with Jesus. Well, fine, you go ahead and live your life without him. I need him. Okay? I need him. And he helps me keep going every day. And sometimes keeps me going throughout the day because of stuff going on. Y'all hearing what I'm talking about this morning or not? How do I fight against fear? How do I fight against fear when, man, the ship's sinking, it's going down. What's going on in my life? I mean, how do you fight against fear when that sucker's doing that in the water? Say. Let's learn from Joseph. Let's learn from Joseph. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, say it with me, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. And he went and followed through with the commitment, with the contractual agreement, and he took who to be his wife? Mary. And she was what? With what? And sometimes we just gloss over this verse too. And knew her not until she brought forth the firstborn son. What's that mean? Didn't have sex with her. Whoa, whoa, hold the phone. We going to get married and everything? Going to the wedding? Mm-hmm. And we're going to hit the pause button. Your Roger said we only heard guys laughing. See, Roger talks to him. You just can't hear him. Here we go. Hang on with me. And he did not know her. Did not have intimate relations with her until she brought forth a firstborn son, and he called his name. Did he call his name Joseph? He called his name what? Jesus. So what can I learn from Joseph? Real simple. How can I handle some fear when my mind's going a little crazy and I'm struggling? Joseph taught me this. Treasure one. Say it with me. Do what God says do. How many, when you bad things happen to you, struggles are going on in your life, you think you got a blank check or you got a green light to go live like a hellion? Say, you don't. And that's not going to fix stuff. Amen? Doing the wrong thing when you're all messed up isn't going to make things right. Does that make sense? Doing the wrong things when things are messed up in your life isn't going to make things what? Right, but doing what God says do is always the right thing. It's always the right thing. You can't see that sometimes when you're struggling and fear comes and your mind's going 90 miles an hour. Amen. And then your dreams and you go crazy and you wake up in the morning, we're tired. God says, through this man Joseph, look, I had it rough too. Wasn't easy. And he had to do this by faith, didn't he? Say, had to do it by what? Faith. Would people believe his crazy story? Say, his buddies. Oh, no, she's knocked up with the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh. They're not going to believe that. You're going to get all kinds of advice, and people are going to tell you when you're hurting, when your mind's all crazy, when bad things have happened to you. You're going to get all kinds of people telling you all kinds of stuff. But God says, you do what I say do, and you'll have peace. You keep trusting me, and I'll bless you. Isn't that good? I like it. So he did as the angel of the Lord told him to do. So how do I dispel this fear? How do I deal with fear in my life? I do what God says do. Okay, here we go. Ladies, your turn. Oh, and by the way, that's good for both. So is this. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, a spouse. We know what a spouse means, right? To a man whose name was what? Of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her. He said, Hail, you're highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Doesn't mean we worship Mary. Because it says that doesn't mean we worship Mary. God chose her to do a special thing. But we worship who? God. We worship God and His Son Jesus. Absolutely. But she was awesome. She was favored of God. This is incredible. And when she saw him, she was troubled. Say that word with me. That goes back to the what? At his saying, and cast in her what? Spinning, spinning, going crazy, crazy. At what manner of salutation this could be? What in the heck did he just say? So she was what? Troubled. She was cast in her what? Sounds like Joseph, doesn't it? Was deserved. This is crazy. This is not the now lay me down to sweet little sleep little Christmas story version, you know, the little kitty version. This is real life. It's really happening. The battlefield of fear is the mind. Say that with me. Thou wilt keep him in perfect, whose mind is stayed on, because he trusts in thee. So what can we learn? How can I fight against fear? Like Mary had to do. Troubled, cast in her mind. What? Kidding me? Struggling? I don't think she was like, ooh, pick me. You understand? Say. Because what happened to women at that day that were found pregnant? Stoned, killed, boom. Pick me. I don't think so. What? I'm just a kid, man. What can I learn from Mary? And the angel said unto her, say it with me. Because she must have been what? Fearing and afraid. For thou hast found favor with God. It's so hard in our life when bad things happen, when struggles come into our life. It's so hard to remember I'm still favored of God. I'm still His son. I'm still His daughter. I'm still His child. We've been taught a bill of goods by the church many times that life has to go good. If some sickness comes, boy, you just pray for it. It gets out of life. Amen. Yeah, listen, you live on planet Earth, friend. Trouble happens. Sickness happens. Struggles happen. People let you down. It does not mean you're not favored with God. Amen. Yes or no? Jesus Christ still did what for you? Died for you. Rose from the dead for you. He still loves you. I don't care how much mess has hit the fan. You're still loved of God. Amen? You've got to remember that. The angel said, don't fear. You found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in your womb. And you shall bring forth a son. And you shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great. And he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. This is all crazy. A teenage mind, are you kidding? She didn't get any of this mess. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. Can you imagine growing up in Nazareth, poor as dirt, and you go have a kid and you hear all these big swelling words, kingdom and throne and blah, blah. Are you serious? Oh, that made this all better. Just go ahead and tell me something that nobody can believe. Amen? He shall reign of the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, help me on this one, say it with me, how shall this be? Seeing I don't what? Me and Joseph ain't being intimate. Hello? You understand? Oh, but I'll just go to sleep tonight, and I'll rest well after meeting you. Kidding here. And the angel said unto her, oh, this made it all better. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing shall be born of thee, shall be called, help me here, the Son of God. Oh, okay. Do you understand? It's a beautiful story. But there's a lot of fear here. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth has also conceived, and she ain't young like you. She's much older. And she's in the 6th month of her pregnancy. And you know, they've tried for years to have a baby and never could. And she's got a child right now inside of her. Say verse 37 with me. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. One more time. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Is she scared to death? Is her mind all screwy? You know it is, because your mind's screwy and you ain't even there. And you feel it. You see what I'm saying? But when we just read it, you know, at Sunday school, and you know, and it came to pass in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. That sounds sweet, doesn't it? But there's real people behind this. And they're struggling. How do I dispel fear? Number one, Joseph showed us, do what God says. Mary shows us this. Say this. Know that nothing is impossible with God. When you're struggling, when that mind's going nuts, when you're fearful, when you're scared to death about your day or your night or your future, know that nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. There is no temptation or situation or stress taking you, the Bible says, but such is common to man. And God will make with that temptation, that situation, that persecution, whatever it might be, a way to escape. Amen? You can have peace because nothing is impossible with who? One more time. Nothing is impossible with? How many of you thought you faced struggles, horrific things in your life, and you thought there's no way I can make it? Will anybody say to me with a hand up this morning, I thought that, but I was wrong because I made it. Can I see your hand? That's what I'm talking about. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Can somebody do something? Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Nothing's impossible. But we think it, don't we? Because we're scared to death. We're screwed up. And that's what they teach us. We got to fly. Treasure number 3, we'll go ahead and pop it up. Trust God to keep His word. Say it with me. Trust God to keep His word. Trust God to keep His word. When you're fearful, you hang on to those promises that you see in the Word of God. You find you more of them. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me, say it with me, according to thy what? That is a great promise for people who fear God. Be it unto me according to your word. Be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Trust God to keep His word. Thy word's a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. The entrance of your words give light into my life. It gives understanding unto the simple, unto the screwed up mind. The word of God can just shed light. Isn't that fantastic? So treasure number 3. Okay? Trust God to keep His word. Trust God to keep His word. We're almost done. And Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste. Boy, guess where she's going? She's going to see somebody. Guess who it is? Elizabeth. I'm going to go see if that's true. And she entered into the house of Zacharias and she saluted Elizabeth.
Hello.
All right. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb. Who was Mary carrying? What's his name? John the Baptist. The babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you, Mary, among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And whence is it to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Wow, Mary's getting her some help, isn't she? She's hearing some things from a real person, not just an angel somewhere, not something spooky, just a real human being speaking to her. For lo, as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her of the Lord. You keep believing God. You keep believing His word, because what He said to you is going to happen. Amen? Does that help your crazy head say? To know that through the midst of your storm, the midst of your trial, the midst of your fear, to believe what God said in His word is going to happen in my life, and I'm going to trust that, and I'm going to hang on that till hell freezes over. Amen? Why wouldn't you? I like that. Come on. Treasure number four, and we're done with the message. Rejoice in God, your Savior. Wow, we went from fear to going nuts here. Now we're going to talk about some rejoicing. That's what Mary did. Mary wrote a song in the Bible. Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." It's a song she wrote. "And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." My spirit, say it with me, has what? Rejoiced in God my Savior. In your fear, rejoice. That's not easy. But you got to do it. Amen? Look what Mary did. So number one, I'm going to do what God says do. Number two, I'm going to know nothing is impossible with God. Number three, I'm going to trust God to keep His word, even though I'm scared to death. And number four, I'm going to rejoice in God my Savior. And we're going to finish right here. Pop it up. Don't try. It's coming, ain't it? Or did we quit? You went ahead of me. Look at it. Watch them grow. This is her song. "For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done great things, and holy is his name. His mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." Let's look at those. Can we say those this morning? Boy, they came a long way, didn't they? Amen? Wouldn't it be great for you and me to get from the place of our crazy mind and our fear to this right here? Say, y'all with me, or did I lose you? Say it out loud with me. Will you say them? Start with number one. He cares for me. He blessed me. He has done great things to me. He has mercy on me. He is strong for me. He has lifted me. He is good to me. He helps me. Isn't that a whole lot better way to handle the fear and the struggle or what you're going through, thinking like this and talking like that? Because Satan wants us to think God's picking on us, He's left us, we've been abandoned. That is a lie. It is not true. This is truth, what was on that screen. Pop it up one more time, and we're doing right there on that screen. That's the last screen right there. He cares for me. He blesses me. He's done great things for me. He has mercy on me. You think God has mercy on you today? He's strong for me. When? Last week or today? Today. He has lifted me. When? Today. He's good to me. When? 8 years ago or when? Today. He helps me. When? Today. Believe that. This young couple made it, and so can you. Amen? And their life was really nuts. All right? So anyway, you can make it too. And you might say, yeah, but she had baby Jesus and I don't. See, because you'll keep arguing with me till the cows come home. But here's who you have. You have the Son of the living God who has made you into a new creature in Christ Jesus. He's put inside of you His Holy Spirit of the living God. And He, right now, Jesus, is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and He ever lives to make intercession for you. But you're picked on. I don't buy it. I say get off your tail and get with the program. Amen? And know that you can make it. And even though you're hurting, you can make it. You hearing me today, church? Let's praise God for His word this morning. Come on. Thank you, Lord.